Evening, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on KDWN 720 AM 101.5 FM here in Las Vegas. We are getting you ready for week five of the National Football League, which got underway Thursday night between the Los Angeles Rams and the Seattle Seahawks. So we'll talk about that. And we also talk about the big game over in London. Can't believe the NFL made it back over to London after taking a year off due to COVID-19. So we get you caught up on that. Also, if you're in Las Vegas this weekend, there's a lot to do this weekend. You got the Wilder Fury fight, which is going to take place. And then you also have the Raiders hosting the Chicago Bears. So it's a very, very busy weekend in Las Vegas. And the Mean Gene Show is brought to you by Presidential Limousine by Captain. Okay, it's the official limousine service of the Mean Gene Show. There's absolutely no way you can experience Las Vegas until you ride in the Presidential Limousine by Captain. So this weekend, it's going to be very, very tough to get around transportation. Uber drivers are going to be busy. There's just so much happening in the city. So, hey, if you haven't already made your reservations, you better get your limo now before the big stars in town take up all the limos. So call Presidential Limousine by Captain, 702-438-5444. 702-438-5466. You can also text them 702-410-6057. 702-410-6057. They will respond to you right away. The show is also brought to you by the Westgate Las Vegas Resort, the casino. Experience the award-winning Soul of Motown. It's a high-energy concert-style musical tribute celebrating Motown legends. If you like that Motown music from back in the day, you got to see this show. And you can call them for reservations, 888-796-3564, 888-796-3564. All right, last week I went 11-5 on my picks, okay? So I'm hoping to do better this week, although I'm not off to a good start because thanks to the Rams running my pick, I actually picked the Seattle Seahawks to win on my Podbean live streaming show. So I have to be honest about that. So I'm already off to a bad start here. But the Los Angeles Rams improved to 4-1. Seahawks dropped to 2-3. They are now last place in the NFC West. Russell Wilson sprained his finger, so he had to be taken out of the game. Geno Smith entered the game. Now, Geno didn't do too bad, considering he actually came out there and drove for a touchdown right away. So he was 10 of 17, 131 yards, one interception, one touchdown. So Russell Wilson was 11 of 16, 152 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. So Russell Wilson, the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks, is going to get medical attention, and we shall see if he's going to be able to play their next game. So we have to keep an eye on that. But give it up to the Rams. I mean, they came out and just had a hell of a game. Matthew Stafford continues to just throw that ball. I mean, 365 yards in the air last night, one touchdown, one pick. But he had Robert Woods running and working. Robert Woods, 12 receptions, 150 yards. No touchdowns, ironically, but still, he had 14 targets. I mean, he was just, man, he was the man. Cooper Kupp, 7 receptions, 92 yards. DeSean Jackson even got in on some of the action. And Darrell Henderson. They used Darrell Henderson and Sony Michel. Both of those guys, both running backs, got touchdowns in that game Thursday night with the Seahawks. So, Rams, and I guess they just have to figure out a way, you know, to beat the Cardinals, I guess. You know, they're going to have another rematch there, but very interesting in that NFC West. So we have a lot of games to cover today, so we are not going to waste any time. We're going to jump right into these games. The first game, which will take place over at the Tottenham Stadium in London, England, the New York Jets versus the Atlanta Falcons. So it's good to see the NFL is back over in London. They took a year off after COVID-19 sort of slowed everything down. But everyone's over there. The Jets are there. The Falcons are there. So it should be an interesting game. Now, it's going to be an early game. Oh, my goodness. 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. So, hey, you have to get up. You have to get up and get that game out the way. And if you're making your bets, of course, you got to get your bets done Saturday night so you can be ready for the Sunday morning game. The early Sunday morning game. New York Jets 1-3 at the Falcons 1-3. So Jets win their first game of the season. Congratulations to Robert Saleh. Got that win in overtime over Tennessee. Tennessee's a pretty good team, so they got the win, 27-24. Zach Wilson got his first win as a rookie, so that's encouraging. The Falcons, on the other hand, they lose to the Washington football team by a score of 34-30, which I can't ever really tell with the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know when I pick them. They lose. When I don't pick them, they win. So, and I have to look at my cheat sheet here because I got to make sure I'm consistent here. I say the Jets win again. I got the Jets winning again. And, you know, it's no home field advantage there. All of those fans over in England, they just like football. But I think the Jets, I think it's going to be an advantage. Let's say that they are closer to England than the Falcons, right? So maybe I make the Jets the home team. That's why the Jets will should get the win. And get their second win of the season. Next game, Philadelphia Eagles 1-3 at the Carolina Panthers 3-1. So Christian McCaffrey, the word on him is that he says that he's feeling good. So we should see what that equates to come game time. If he's going, just because they're feeling good, don't mean they're going to play good. But the Carolina Panthers, they lose to the Dallas Cowboys last week, 36-28. Dallas pretty much controlled that game throughout, even though the Panthers made a close run there. Sam Darnold is still looking pretty good. You know, 300 yards, two touchdowns, because he had a couple of picks there last week against the Cowboys. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Eagles, they lose last week to the Kansas City Chiefs 42-30, and then they put up, they let the Cowboys beat them 41-21, I think, something like that. So there you go, some 83 points that defense has given up there. Not sure what's going on. Jalen Hurts, he had a career high, 387 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, you know, but it just seems like the defense is really causing the Eagles to lose games. I mean, that's a lot of points to give up in back-to-back games. So I am going to pick the Carolina Panthers to get back on track. I think, you know, it's not the panic button because they lost to a good Dallas Cowboy football team, okay? But I don't think it's any reason to think that they're not going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And the game is going to be in Charlotte, by the way, at the Bank of America Stadium. So I like the Panthers in this game. All right, the next one, the Green Bay Packers 3-1 at the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals also 3-1. This game is going to be played at Paul Brown Stadium right there in Cincinnati. Bengals get the win the last Thursday night game over the Jacksonville Jaguars. They won 24-21. And, man, what a record there, 3-1. They are first place there in the AFC North division. That's the division with the Steelers and the Ravens and the Cleveland Browns. So just a surprising start for the season for the Bengals. Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 27-17 last week. And Aaron Rodgers passed for 248 yards, two touchdowns in that game. So I got the Packers winning this game. I just think the Packers are they just have too many weapons there. You got Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, the running back there, running the ball pretty damn good. You also have Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb and Robert Tonyan. So, and their defense is not really playing that bad. So the Devondre Campbell led the team with 9 tackles in week 4. So, and Eric Stokes. So they, you know, you don't really talk about Green Bay's defense that much, but they are, you know, doing pretty good and played very well against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I got the Packers winning the game on Sunday. Next game, New England Patriots 1-3 at the Houston Texans 1-3. So the records of these teams are just nothing that you should get excited about, but it will be interesting to see how both teams respond after losing in week 4. The Houston Texans, they got beat bad by the Buffalo Bills 40-0. And you rarely see an NFL team not put up a point. But, you know, the Buffalo Bills, they did the same thing to the Miami Dolphins, I think, the week prior. They beat them, 35-0 or something like that. So it's going to be interesting to see. The game is in Houston at NRG Stadium. It's going to be interesting to see how the Texans rebound from that. Meanwhile, the Patriots, everyone was so excited about the return of Tom Brady, who came to town. And, you know, it wasn't the most spectacular game. I think the hype was probably bigger than the game itself. The weather wasn't cooperating at all. It was a rainy day there in New England. The Patriots lose that game 19-17. So the close game though, and Mac Jones, you know, he completed 31 of 40 passes, which was a not too bad. 275 yards, two touchdowns, and he had a pick also. But you know, I mean, he's leading all rookies in completions right now. And that's pretty interesting, a little stat that no one really look at. You know, you got a lot of rookie quarterbacks out there playing, but he has, you know, the nod there when it comes to completions, 112, not bad at all. But I think the Patriots get back on track. They win this game. I don't know how the Texans are going to recover from that type of a whipping now. You know, David Culley seems to have, you know, the confidence of the locker room and everything, so they really believe in him. But, man, that changes, you know, when you start losing games like that, especially the way the Bills handle them. So you got the rookie Davis Mills there who is you know, trying to improve with each game. But, man, that was a major setback last week. So I got the Patriots winning this game and possibly improving to 2-3. Next game, Tennessee Titans 2-2 at the Jacksonville Jaguars 0-4. So I guess we got to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? I mean, man, what more of a distraction can Urban Meyer be for this team? He does not have the locker room. As a matter of fact, how he mishandled the situation involving the incident at his restaurant there where the lady was giving him a lap dance for the most part. So the Jacksonville Jaguars ownership came out and reprimanded him in public. Urban Meyer apologized to, you know, the position coaches in a separate meeting, and it was days before he addressed the team. So he has since addressed the team. But, man, some of the comments coming from the players there, you know, this is a dangerous situation for Urban Meyer, because if that team gives up on him, they're already 0-4, right? And I don't know when and how they're going to get their first win. But he needs it, like, quick. He needs it Sunday, of course, to get rid of some of the negativity that's coming his way. But, you know, it's all self-inflicted, you know. Players don't like that, because when players go out and do things and get in trouble, you know, they get suspended, get swift action taken against them. And you got Urban Meyer who, you know, I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. I guess morally is what he did wrong. But, you know, even players, when they make moral bad decisions, they are criticized heavily. So this could be an interesting situation. Now, me and Dustin Pfeiffer from Bally Sports Southeast talked about Urban Meyer probably never should have got that job. He has just had one crazy incident after another, the Tim Tebow thing, even some of the play calling in the games that they have played. So meanwhile, and just one more thing with Jacksonville and Urban Meyer, I just, you know, it and I was reading a lot of comments on social media. Even I had put something out there myself talking about, okay, you know, this stupid incident. So how could he not know that, first of all, the lady was dancing in front of him? He made no efforts to say, you know, excuse me, ma'am, but, you know, please don't do that. And then, you know, everyone knows who he is. He owns the place, right? So I guess that loss was so bad in Cincinnati last week that he just stayed around. And then to know that, you know, with smartphones these days, everyone's got a phone out filming or taking a picture or doing something. And, you know, and this could be just me, okay, but it seemed as if he wants to get fired. I mean, how else could you explain that behavior? But anyway, the Tennessee Titans have their own problems there. They lose to the Jets in overtime last week, and I can't really, I don't know. It just was a blah game for the Titans, okay? So I'm expecting the Titans to get back on track. I'm expecting a big day for Henry, you know, A.J. Brown, and everyone to sort of get it together. And I know Mike Vrabel is going to have a game plan. So I got the Titans winning the game over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And, you know, it's going to really suck for Trevor Lawrence. You know, he probably deserves better from a leadership standpoint. And he's just not going to get it from Urban Meyer. But, man, what is this kid, what is his psyche going to be if he loses, you know, five straight games? I mean, man, It's just an ugly situation in Jacksonville. The game, by the way, is in Jacksonville, so I'm sure people are going to be keeping an eye on that for a whole lot of reasons. The next game, we have the Detroit Lions, 0-4 at the Minnesota Vikings, 1-3. Now, I have been trying my best to get a win for Dan Campbell and the Vikings, and yes, they almost had it against the Baltimore Ravens. You know, still can't believe Justin Tucker kicks that 66-yard field goal that hits the bars and bounces over, and it was good. But this Minnesota Vikings team, now, we talked about the Minnesota Vikings a while back, too, and we said, hey, you know, they were on a downward trend to lose three in a row. They got that win, but now they've started another losing streak. They lost to the Cleveland Browns 14-7 last week. Detroit lost to the Bears 24-14. So I am going to go out on a limb again and pick the Detroit Lions because this is a division game. So this is going to be back-to-back division games for the Detroit Lions. And I really do like the team. They play some good football. They just can't, you know, get that win. They did everything they could against Baltimore. So last week the Bears just had a better game plan and they didn't get it done. So Jared Goff, by the way, so he passed for 299 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, you know, and is playing decent. You know, it's the same Jared Goff, right? But he's playing decent ball there, and thank goodness for DeAndre Swift, you know, and Jamal Williams. So he's got some people, T.J. Hockenson, the tight end. They probably need to use him a little bit more. But and so far through the year, he's leading all NFC tight ends in receptions. So he's doing pretty good. But they're going to have to, you know, just continue to pound and pound and pound. And I think they get the win in Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium, which brings more attention back to the Minnesota Vikings and whether or not Mike Zimmer is going to remain on. Something has to give there in Minnesota. If they go 1-4, it's almost back to the, you know, statement that we had made if they had went 0-3, so which is the same thing. 1-4 does not look good. That is not a playoff record, you know, when you look at that division, which, you know, it looked like it's going to be a one-team race as far as the Packers. Maybe the Bears turn things around. But, man, this is going to be a game worth watching. So I got the Detroit Lions upsetting the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The next game, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Denver Broncos. All right. So the Broncos, they lose their first game to the Baltimore Ravens. I got that pick right last week. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, they also lose to the Green Bay Packers. So let's start with the Broncos first because, you know, I got something to say about the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? Broncos, you know, this is going to be a tough game for the Broncos, having to travel across country there to Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. I'm going to say, you know, with the Bridgewater, you know, I think, you know, getting a concussion. So one thing about Teddy Bridgewater is that at some point in time in the season, he will get hurt and it shows. And then for them, you know, Drew Lock actually came out and tried to do whatever he could do, but that Baltimore defense was just a little bit too much for Denver last week. And Denver, you know, 3-1, still a surprising start, but I think you're probably going to get to the point in the season where you're going to see Denver probably fall off in that AFC West. You know, it's probably going to come down to Chiefs and Raiders, Chiefs and Chargers. You know, I mean, it's still a tight race there in that AFC West, but I just think Denver is probably the one team that, although a surprising start, I think they're going to finish where people projected them to finish. So, now, looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers, so what can we say that we haven't already said about the Steelers and Big Ben? Big Ben, the Steelers are giving him a lot of respect there. You know, it's almost the same thing that happened with Eli Manning. Eli won that New York Giants franchise 2 Super Bowls. Big Ben has won the Steelers 2 Super Bowls. So how do you part ways with that? And at some point in time, you know, Mike Tomlin has to decide when. Okay, so with a record of 1-3, if the Steelers lose Sunday to go 1-4, and depending on how Big Ben plays, when do you do that? when do you do that? And the fans, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers fans are very loyal, and they are committed to Big Ben. But at some point in time, you – and I don't see Tomlin benching him unless he's just having a horrible game. Once that happens, though, then I don't know if Big Ben returns. You know, the Steelers quarterback, backup quarterback situation is a little shaky, too. They have Dwayne Haskins. They have Mason Rudolph. And, man, Mason Rudolph is listed as the backup. So I don't know. And then there's the Cam Newton rumors and discussions that are being held. So who knows what's going to happen. But even with all of that, I picked the Steelers to win against the Broncos on Sunday. This is a game that's going to be played at Heinz Field. So I do believe that the Pittsburgh Steelers will get the win. I don't know. It may not be the prettiest win, but I think they should be able to get it done. And remember, Big Ben is playing with an offensive line that is just not the same. You know, some veterans have stepped away from the Steelers. A couple of them retired. Some moved on to other teams. So it's really crazy. And this is why the running game for the Steelers is ineffective, too. I mean, you draft Najee Harris to improve the running game, but, man, you don't have an offensive line. That running game, you know, now Najee Harris is talented enough to get past the, you know, if he gets past the line, then, you know, he can make things happen in the open field. But, man, it's really, really tough. So I got the Pittsburgh Steelers winning the game on Sunday. All right, so we can get one more game in before the break here, before the bottom of the hour. The next game we have is the Miami Dolphins, 1-3 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 3-1. So Buccaneers get the win over New England last week. It was not pretty. I got to think that Bruce Arians and his team have watched that game film to see, you know, and like I said, the conditions were bad, but it was just not a great game. Tom Brady's numbers in that game. Of course, now he did become the league's all-time leading passer with 80,560 yards. So that was a major accomplishment for Brady. Leonard Fournette, he actually had probably one of his best games of the season. Had 138 scrimmage yards, 91 on the ground, 47 catching. So that wasn't bad. And then Ronald Jones, the backup running back, he had his first rushing touchdown last week. So I think the Buccaneers get back on track there. They're at home at Raymond James Stadium. Meanwhile, the Miami Dolphins, Jacoby Brissett, man, Miami's just in an interesting situation. You know, you got Deshaun Watson still out there. Don't know when and if that trade is going to go down, but it's certainly something that's being talked about. The Miami Dolphins lose to the Indianapolis Colts last week. So Colts win their first game. They lose 27-17. So, I mean, Jacoby Brissett goes out and does yeoman's work for the most part. He completed 20 of 30 attempts there for 199 yards, two touchdowns. No picks, but just, you know, a good solid performance from him. That's basically what he averages. And the running back, Malcolm Brown, he had a touchdown, and he's actually been having, you know, he's had a touchdown in two of his past three on the road versus the NFC South. So that's, I don't know if that means anything, but anyway, it was a stat that I needed to give out. So we'll see. And then they also have Myles Gaskin, you know, they just don't have the most talented team on offense there in Miami. So I got the Buccaneers winning. I just think the Buccaneers get back on track. They get this win and continue to pound on in that NFC South and the NFC as well. So that is going to wrap it up for this first half of the show. When we come back, we will continue the NFL Week 5 predictions and analysis. You are listening to The Mean Gene Show here on KDWN 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas. And we are back, folks. Once again, you are listening to The Mean Gene Show here on KDWN 720 AM, 101.5 FM here in Las Vegas. It's Week 5 of the National Football League. We are continuing our countdown, predictions, and analysis here. The show is brought to you by Presidential Limousine by Captain. If you haven't done so, you need to reserve your limousine this weekend right away. 702-438-5466. Or you can text them 702-410-6057. We're also brought to you by the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. You need to go check out that show, The Soul of Motown, all right? You need to do it right away. If you can't do it this weekend, come back to Las Vegas. Make some reservations now. 888-796-3564. 888-796-3564. I believe we stopped off with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins. That game is going to be played in Tampa. So I picked the Buccaneers to win that game. They get back on track. So let's go ahead and pick up where we left off. The New Orleans Saints, 2-2 at the Washington football team, 2-2. It should be a good game, but somebody's going to get over 500. Somebody's going to go below 500 in this game. And I think, you know, looking at the Washington football team last week, they win 34-30 at Atlanta. A good game for Ron Rivera and his ball club. The Tyler Heinicke kid continues to shine there. He passed for 290 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions last week. That's a quarterback rating of 127.1. And not to mention he had 43 rush yards in week 4 as well. And Antonio Gibson, he's starting to heat up, and so is J.D. McKissick. Both of those running backs get plenty of playing time there on that Washington football team. And Terry McLaurin, he had 6 catches for 123 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. I tell you what, man. So the Washington football team, they realize what's happening over there in the NFC East. They know the Dallas Cowboys is probably going to run away with that division. But, man, you got to keep pounding because who knows? You could get 2 teams maybe from the NFC East. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, the Giants are looking pretty bad. So are the Eagles. But the Washington football team knows the importance of this game and keeping that race sort of, you know, tight, not getting too far behind the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East. And then you have the Saints. The Saints surprisingly lost to the New York Giants last week. So I know they're not trying to lose 2 games to the NFC East, but that one stunned me last week. They lose in overtime 27-21. To the Giants. So incredible, incredible loss there. But anyway, looking at the Saints, though, I mean, they're, yeah, one thing about Sean Payton is that, you know, everyone sort of wanted to know, once Jameis Winston was named the starting quarterback, how would they use Taysom Hill? It wasn't like Taysom Hill was not going to get on the football field. I mean, they used this guy in any way they can. He had 54 scrimmage yards last week and 2 rushing touchdowns last week. So believe me, they're using Taysom Hill, which is an advantage. And that's why it was so tough to accept that loss last week to the New York Giants. But I have the Saints getting back on track here, and I know I'm going out on a ledge here because this Washington football team defense is pretty damn good as well. Montez Sweat, Chase Young, Cole Holcomb, the linebacker, the cornerback, Kendall Fuller, and the other cornerback, Bobby McCain. I mean, come on, these guys are playing some good football, and, you know, I mean, this could be a bad pick for me, and it could be a win for the Washington football team, but I have the Saints kind of getting back on track. It's a good NFC matchup, and it's sort of a must-win for either one of these teams to get over 500. But I'm going to pick the Saints. I'm not going to change my pick. And I know my friend Charles Leno Jr., listening, offensive lineman there for the Washington football team. Come on, Charles. I'm still supporting you, brother. I mean, I told you I would follow you. And you guys are doing great, but man, don't hold this one against me, okay? I'm going to pick the Saints to win on Sunday. So the next game we have is the Cleveland Browns 3-1 at the Los Angeles Chargers 3-1. So this is going to be a classic AFC matchup here, and everyone knows what's happening with the Chargers. Okay, they got that big win on Monday night. And I know it's a short week, but it doesn't matter because the game is at SoFi Stadium. They didn't even have to leave town to play on this short week. So the Cleveland Browns get into town, and they're going to try to pull off, I would think it's going to be an upset. Browns win. Browns beat Minnesota last week. 14-7. Their defense is also, you know, looking pretty good there. Held the Vikings to 7 points. And Myles Garrett, man, what can we say about Myles Garrett? So he had 2 tackles for losses in week 4, and now he leads the NFL with 6 sacks. And this is pretty good stuff here. So he's like a one-man wrecking crew when it comes to that defense. But back to the Chargers, Justin Herbert. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, had a quarterback rating of 107.6 last week. And Austin Eckler, the little guy, and I don't mean that in a bad way. He's just not your big, you know, running back. You stand him next to Derrick Henry and you'd be like, whoa. But Austin Eckler's getting it done. He had a season high, 145 scrimmage yards. So it had a career high 117 yard rushing and 28 receiving and 2 touchdowns. So he, you know, he's just that man. The Chargers have, you know, they could come at you with any kind of game plan. You know, if they want to ground and pound, they'd do that. But they certainly have the receivers to put the ball in the air. And how about Jared Cook? Man, people have been wondering, okay, you know, everyone uses the tight end position. Jared Cook had his first touchdown of the season, you know, last week. So, man, things are just looking good. You still got Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. So Herbert just has so much weapons to, you know, how he can use there. And also the defense. I mean, Joey Bosa had his 50th career sack last week, and you have the linebacker Kyler Fackrell and Derwin James, and how about Asante Samuel Jr.? He is also getting it done on defense there. So the Chargers is just good all around, and they realize what's happening in their division. You got the Denver Broncos that are 3-1. You also have the Las Vegas Raiders that are 3-1. So separation, you can call it separation Sunday, I guess, in the sense in the AFC West. But I think the Chargers are going to beat the Browns. And the Browns have their own issues there as far as battling for that division. Right now, everyone is looking up at the Cincinnati Bengals. And then you got the Baltimore Ravens. And then you got the Browns, and the Steelers are in last place in that division. So it's a critical win for the Cleveland Browns. But I think the Chargers are really starting to show that, hey, man, you know, everyone thought it was going to be by this time. You know, we all thought the Kansas City Chiefs would be running away with that division. A lot of people picked the Chiefs to get back to the Super Bowl, but the Chiefs are in last place in the AFC West. I mean, go figure. But I got the Chargers winning the game on Sunday. All right, the next game we have is, and speaking of the AFC West, the Chicago Bears 2-2 at the Las Vegas Raiders 3-1. I will be in attendance at this game. As a matter of fact, I will be tweeting from the press box of this game. So follow me on Twitter @SportsKings. Okay, so wow, what can we say here? This is going to be a good game, a short week for the Raiders. They played on Monday night, lose the game to the Chargers, and it was like a tale of two halves. The Raiders did not play good football in that first half, and I was getting a lot of text messages from Raider fans and saying, okay, wow, we might chalk this one up as a loss. And I responded. I said, wait a minute. Just wait for the second half and see if they can turn it around. And they did. It's just that they couldn't get it done. But I think the John Gruden's going to have this team fired up and ready for the Chicago Bears. Derek Carr, he's trying to look for his 6th game in a row where he's had 2 touchdown passes. And, of course, now he has passed for 300 yards in 4 of the past 5 at home. So I tell you what, it's going to be a good game. I think the Raiders are going to win, and I'm pretty confident that this should be a win for the Raiders. And I'm going to tell you why, because when you look at the defense, this Raiders defense, man, you get another game like what you got out of Darius Filon against the Chargers last week, 2 sacks. I mean, the defense is getting better by the game. Now, I know they lost, but still, don't blink on this Raiders defense. And if your name is Justin Fields and you're a rookie, watch out, because you're probably going to get a chance to meet Max Crosby on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, he had a sack. I know he had a sack in the last meeting there. But I tell you what, this guy is playing great football. And Denzel Perryman, everyone is just looking good on defense, though. I know Raider fans, Raider Nation, you got to be proud for this team and how they're playing on defense and, of course, on offense. Now let's talk about Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears and this whole situation there with Matt Nagy and having to make tough decisions, you know, and playing into the fan base and playing into the media. Matt Nagy had originally said that Andy Dalton would be the starting quarterback. Well, it doesn't look like anything's wrong right now, currently wrong with Andy Dalton. But he's not going to be the starter. So Matt Nagy said, okay, hey, enough is enough. He didn't apologize to anybody or anything. He just said Justin Fields is going to be the starter. Now, I'm still a little puzzled because the third quarterback on that roster is Nick Foles. And we all know Nick Foles, a Super Bowl MVP quarterback, right? He hasn't seen any playing time, I don't think, this year. And Dalton, as far as I believe, is still the number two quarterback, and Nick Foles still remains the number three quarterback. So let's just see how long this is going to last. I mean, rookie quarterbacks, I mean, this seems to be the year for the rookies, even though I thought Trevor Lawrence was probably that one sure rookie that was going to start because he got drafted so high, you know, by the Jacksonville Jaguars. That was their number one pick, right? But these other rookies, man, rookie quarterback Zach Taylor, you know, he's looking good there. I mean, we're probably going to see Trey Lance this week as well. So, you know, but Justin Fields, this is going to be a tough one, right? And, you know, and if you play fantasy football, and I know a lot of you do, you probably want to start the Raiders defense against the rookie quarterback. Should be interesting. But, you know, the Bears have a pretty good defense as well. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see the crowd's reaction to Khalil Mack. He had a sack and a fumble recovery last week. So that should be interesting to see what type of greeting he gets from Raider Nation. But I have the Raiders winning this game, getting back on track there and improving 4-1 and just making things even more interesting in that AFC West. All right. So from the AFC West, let's go to the NFC West, where we have another great NFC West matchup. The San Francisco 49ers 2-2 will play the Arizona Cardinals 4-0. All right. So now it's okay. You guys can say, Mean Gene, you were right. If you listen to this show, if you follow this show, and if you've heard my Podbean live streaming show, and I've said it many times on this show that at the beginning of the season, I said the Arizona Cardinals would be my surprise team. They would be the one team that came out this year and stunned everybody. Now, I didn't think they would be 4-0 at this point and staring at 5-0 going into this game Sunday. But man, this is incredible stuff. I'm sold on the Cardinals. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury, who I wasn't a big fan of when he got that job, of course, and Kyler Murray, they get Kyler Murray on this team, and oh my goodness, this team is just gelling. They beat the Rams. They beat the Rams at SoFi last week, 37-20, and that I just didn't see that one coming. Okay, and of course, Chase Edmonds having a good year. He had 139 scrimmage yards, had 120 on the ground, 19 receiving, you know, in week four. DeAndre Hopkins, he's steady, you know, impressing folks. And of course, A.J. Green, he had 5 receptions. And then he had a touchdown last week as well. So I tell you what, just incredible defense. Chandler Jones, J.J. Watt, Buda Baker. I mean, they are 4-0 for the right reasons, and I kind of got them going 5-0 this week. And talking about the 49ers here, it looks like Trey Lance is going to get the start with the 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, he's okay. He had a touchdown and an interception last week, but you know, it's just you get so much inconsistent play from Jimmy Garoppolo. So I got the 49ers actually dropping to below 500, and I got the Cardinals. Man, the Cardinals, who are just in charge of that NFC West, and I know the Rams are right behind them there, but man, Seattle and Seattle's in last place in that division after the loss to the Rams on Thursday night. So this should be a good one. The next one we have is going to be the New York Giants, 1-3. At the Dallas Cowboys, 3-1. Let's start with the Giants first. Giants get their first win of the season last week. They beat the Saints in overtime, 27-21. Daniel Jones, man, he put the ball up in the air last week. 402 passing yards, 2 touchdowns. He even had a pick last week, but that didn't matter. He still had a quarterback rating of 108.5. Saquon Barkley had a season high 126 scrimmage yards last week. So Giants are, you know, improving there, and all, you know, things indicate that they're going to get better. But man, they are running up against a very red hot Dallas Cowboys football team. And I know sometimes these Giants Cowboy games, you know, you throw the records out and you say, okay, man, this is always a good divisional game, and they play the Giants or they play the Cowboys well. But yeah, the Cowboys have won 7 of the past 8 games, okay? So I don't know how well the Giants have played against them. And this year, Dak Prescott, who is earning every bit of that contract that he signed, I mean, he's just lighting it up. Last week, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. He had a quarterback rating of 130.3. And man, Ezekiel Elliott on the ground, everyone had cast some doubt on him and whether or not he was the better running back on that team. And he pretty much shut everybody up last week. He had 143 rushing yards and a touchdown. So, man, the Cowboys are just – they're just playing great football there. So Trayvon Diggs, he had 2 interceptions last week and became the first Cowboy since 1970 and the fourth player since 1990 – with an interception in each of his team's first 4 games. So you got to think he's going to be looking and staring Daniel Jones down on Sunday to try to get another INT there. But got the Cowboys winning this game probably convincingly. They are going to run away with the NFC East. There should be no doubt about it. The only threat there is the Washington football team. But the Dallas Cowboys win this game on Sunday to improve to 4-1. Okay, that brings us to the Sunday night game. And, oh, man, this is going to be a good one. A good rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. The Buffalo Bills, 3-1 at the Kansas City Chiefs, 2-2. Critical game for Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs there. If they lose this game, they go below 500. They are already looking up at the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Raiders. So this is a must-win, if you ask me. And besides, it's a conference game, so you could possibly see the Buffalo Bills again. And if if right now the Chiefs wouldn't even be a wild card team. So I mean, this is not the Chiefs that we're used to seeing. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of people had the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl again, and right now they don't even get out the division. They are not a playoff team right now. So they did beat the Eagles last week, 42-30, and so you're seeing signs of improvement with this team. And I think, you know, they know the importance of this game Sunday night, which is just a hell of a matchup, right? So in looking at the Buffalo Bills side of things, you have a team that beat the Houston Texans 40-0. So probably not the best team to play against. And if you're going to prepare for the Chiefs, I mean, they just basically use most of that game as practice for the Chiefs. But who knows? I doubt if they put up 40 on the Kansas City Chiefs. But man, this is going to be a good one, though. And Josh Allen, 248 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had a pick there too last week. But Zach Moss rushed for 61 yards and a touchdown last week. And of course, you got Devin Singletary. So the dual running back game seems to work for the Buffalo Bills. And then Stephon Diggs had his first 100-yard game last weekend as well. So I tell you what, I just got to make the right choice here. And I think the Chiefs get over 500. This is a must win. They have to get over 500. You know, if Denver wins, Chargers and Raiders, man, this is going to be tough for the Chiefs to get out the cellar. So they need to get over 500 and get the game on Sunday night. And what a hell of a game to have Sunday night. It's the last game of the day and after a schedule full of great matchups. So this is really going to be a good one on NBC. So now it brings us down to the Monday night game, the last game of the week five. It's going to be the 1-3 Indianapolis Colts at the 3-1 Baltimore Ravens. So the Colts get their first win of the season last week against the Miami Dolphins. They went 27-17. So and Carson Wentz, we're looking at a Carson Wentz that, you know, we still the jury is still out on this guy, but he completed 24-32 last week, 228 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Okay, 115.1 quarterback rating, and Jonathan Taylor had his season high rushing. He had 103 yards and a touchdown last week. And Nyheim Hines had 60 scrimmage yards. So I tell you what, man, it's an easy game to pick, but I'm just looking at, you know, you can say that Frank Reich and the Indianapolis Colts, they realize what's going on in that AFC South, which is still up for grabs, you know, because Tennessee hasn't really played spectacular football. Jacksonville and the Houston Texans, they're not going anywhere. So the season is not over for the Indianapolis Colts. And, man, if they could go to Baltimore and win, it would be one hell of a victory. But I don't know if that's going to happen. The Ravens, 3-1, like I said, they beat Denver last week, 23-7, you know, and Bridgewater, they took him out the game. So it's Lamar Jackson, and it seems that Lamar Jackson tends to play really great football when he's on a big stage, like he was, against the Chiefs a couple of weeks ago. And now here you have a Monday night game where you're bringing in the Colts. And I just don't see how the Colts are going to, you know, find a way to get a win. So Lamar Jackson, he passed for 316 yards and touchdown and no interceptions last week in that game against the Broncos. And you got Latavius Murray, and he's starting to heat up there. He had 59 rushing yards and his third rushing touchdown of the season. So he just, remember, they just picked him up one day and put him in the lineup the next day. And so he seems like he's really adjusting to things that are happening there with the Ravens. And of course the defense there, Marlon Humphreys, you got Tyus Bowser, the linebacker, and of course Anthony Everett, the cornerback there for the Baltimore Ravens. So it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game for Carson Wentz, you know, and he's going to have to just really play one of his better games of the year to try to get that win. So, all right, I think we are at the end of our time here. Hope you have enjoyed the show. We'll come back next week and we'll do it all again for week six of the National Football League. And I hope you enjoy the early morning start Sunday with that Falcons-Jets game over there in London. But anyway, and enjoy your weekend in general. College football, there's the fight, there's Raiders and Bears here in Las Vegas. So it's going to be a great week of sports. All right. So hope you enjoyed the show. We'll come back next week again here on the Mean Gene Show, KDWN 720 AM 101.5 FM, Las Vegas.